a new world order.
And the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Americans have traditionally welcomed immigrants from all over the world, but we do expect immigrants to become Americans and assimilate into our unique American culture. Unfortunately, in the last couple of decades, there appear to be powerful forces working against assimilation of newcomers. Learning English is an essential component of assimilation. The federal government actually opposes language assimilation by funding bilingual education in the public schools. This does not teach children two languages. It keeps immigrant children speaking their native language for years instead of learning English rapidly as our forefathers did when they arrived in the United States. Bilingual education was rejected on referendum in three states, but the federal government continues to impose it on the schools. Bilingual education is a government-funded project that discourages assimilation. Another government interference with assimilation is the foreign language sections of the Voting Rights Act. Since immigrants have to speak English to be naturalized and only citizens are eligible to vote, we don't need foreign language ballots. However, some congressmen claim we have so many native-born Americans who can't speak English. This means that millions of today's immigrants are allowing their children to grow up never learning English. They live in neighborhoods where only Spanish is spoken, and that is not assimilation. Unfortunately, there are other forces in our country that do not favor assimilation. In addition to the above examples, there are pressure groups that favor dual citizenship, allowing people to vote in both the U.S. and Mexico, demonstrations waving the Mexican flag, and radical groups that teach that the U.S. stole the Southwest from Mexico and that it really belongs to Mexico. Our policy should be to use every inducement to get immigrants to learn English and not accommodate them in a foreign language.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. If you also
believe... A couple minutes, we're going to kind of talk a little bit about yesterday and its impact. I've also got some audio clips I want to play as well during this hour of the media spin on Ron Paul today. I mean, they can no longer ignore him. I mean, there's just no way. And to do so is patently wrong. And violates all journalistic ethics. I mean, it just literally does. But then again, you know, they've not been concerned with journalistic ethics and, for quite some time. Which is really sad. I mean, it's very, very sad. You know, they were supposed to be, the press was supposed to be the stopgap, to make sure that our government did what they were supposed to do, and they were effectively bought off. And they weren't just bought off recently. Bought off a long time ago. It's just a sad thing to see that this has happened in our country, that we've allowed it to happen. Yes, we've allowed it to happen. And so it's up to us to take it back. And set everything right all over again, and basically do a reset on things. And guys like Trevor there who just take the ball and run with it. Folks, that's what we need. We just, you know, if you've got an idea about something you think will work, then do it. I mean, don't wait around for somebody to tell you to do it. You might, converse with some people and... and that kind of thing. But other than that, hey, there's nothing else to wait around on. Okay. It's just very, 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 very cool to see what some young guy just solid sense says, I'll do this and I'll make this happen. And we'll take it and take the ball and run with it. I'm impressed, totally impressed. And look, folks, It's these young kids that are making this stuff happen. Old farts like me, and I'm only 41, be 42 this month. It's these young guys that are making this thing happen, and are college kids and stuff that are flocking to Ron Paul. It's just absolutely incredible, and it blows my mind to see that happen. All right, we'll have Mr. Bishop with us after the break. And if you'd like to join us tonight, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. You're listening to the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Yeah, I'll keep talking here. Michael is, it's like week number two for Michael, and he's like, we have a thing called Wave Station that's used to run the commercials and the bumper music and all that kind of stuff. And for some reason, it has just decided to freak out. Yeah, let's go to the ads here. We'll go to the break and we'll come right back.
Black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, a transparent water filter for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
A new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny,
today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and failed.
almost
at it. Rob Bishop, how are you, sir?
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. Just kind of sitting back here, just totally impressed with what happened yesterday. 4.3 million, and nearly 40,000 people donated. Average donation, $41. And that's incredible.
You know, when you do what we do all day long, all week long, all year long, you tend to get down on humanity. And every once in a while, you see that glimmer of hope. I saw it, you know, when we beat the amnesty bill. And for the first time in a long time, I was not only proud to be an American, I was proud to be human yesterday.
Right.
To realize that there is still enough people out there that care enough about honest freedom. That's all it is, just liberty, as pure as it gets, to go and reach into their wallet at a time when not a lot of people have that kind of money to give. I mean, I know people, and you know who I'm talking about, guys that are working two and three jobs just to get by that are donating $500, $800. I mean, just insane.
The commercials are playing again.
Love come quick. Love come in a hurry.
All right, take two.
wow.
Yeah, hammer. I'm telling you, hammer. It works every time. Michael, you might reboot that thing. If you know how to do that, and you reboot it and bring it back up, that usually tends to correct a lot of the problems in it. It was a cool thing yesterday. And I was just so gratified. with a response, and that it wasn't just the donations. It's that 40,000 people were willing to put their name down on a list, essentially saying, we're fed up, we're tired of it, we've had enough. Yep. We're looking for a real change.
And I'm seeing it more and more from, you know, mainstream conservative blog sites and forums and so on, even Free Republic. I mean, they, you know, a few weeks ago, a few months ago, they're just vehemently pro-war, bloodthirsty, so-called arch-conservative Republicans. You know what I mean? Giuliani supporting Fred Thompson, supporting Republicans. And now they're starting to say, hey, this guy isn't just some fringe candidate. He's legitimate. Maybe I can get behind him. I mean, just this, you know, going out there and saying, hey, we raised 4 point whatever million. Actually, it's probably going to be well over 5 million before all is said and done for that 24-hour period.
Right.
Okay, this guy's legitimate. He's going to be here for a long haul. I'm going to take an honest look at his record, at what he's saying, at his message. And I'll tell you what, Mike, when all is said and done and the history books write what they're going to write, or the historians write whatever they're going to write, they're going to look back at November 5th, 2007 as the start of something very, very big in not only our lifetime, but our nation's history. And I'm just thrilled to be a small part of it.
Yeah, and on Lou Dobbs today, they're talking about Ron Paul, and it's about the staying power, what this cash has done for his campaign. Let's take a quick listen to the clip.
They're scratching their head and saying, well, wait a minute. We didn't know this thing was bubbling out there in flyover country in America. 37,000 people in one day raising $4.2 million for Ron Paul.
Well, I'd like to say that's great news for Ron Paul, but I'm not entirely sure it is. I think he makes some great points. I'm firmly behind him on a lot of different issues. But I think the Ron Paul big fundraising push at that point says more about the fact that none of these candidates are getting through, and people are desperate for an alternative that they really feel good about.
Well, it also says, and that is that Ron Paul will be in this till the end.
Yeah. Now, which is a good thing.
And that is a good thing. So the discourse will be quite different because he is in it. I don't agree with particularly his position on public education, the Department of Education, but everybody is, I think, agrees. This is bottom-up plutocracy, oligarchy. Remember those two words, because that's what's ruling this country right now.
And there's a few people style it kleptocracy.
Spell that, Luke.
K-L-E-P. But I'm an independent populist. I got a kick out of the other day in the New York Times. Paul Krugman is out on a book tour. He's running into people who are populists, if you can imagine this, guys. And economic populists that he's running into American citizens who actually want representation in Washington, think that they should be able to possess the American dream and hand it on to their children. And he's shocked that people aren't identifying themselves as liberals or conservatives or progressives or Republicans or Democrats.
Well, and I'm glad he needs to get out of the office a little bit, doesn't he?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's incredible. You get the last word, Charles.
All right, all I can tell you is there is something going on here. It looks like a prairie fire out here in flyover country. The pundits and the usual suspects are surprised about it, but it's going to continue to grow because people are tired of the governing classes of America.
Well, I'm going to give you your McAllen hat, man, from McAllen Tech.
So there you go. And so he's certainly, Rob, in it for the long haul, at least all the way to the convention. And we've talked about this before in other broadcasts that, you know, that's the key thing, just to keep this message going all the way up to that convention, and then whatever happens at that point in time happens. I mean, if he's won a number of primaries to get the delegates to be nominated as the Republican nominee, then so be it. But if not, that message of freedom and liberty in the Constitution has been spread and will continue to be spread.
Well, I think that's the key. I mean, beyond whether he wins, loses, even at a speaking spot at the Republican coronation ceremony next summer, anything like that, that's all gravy. What we're doing now is, like you said, building a base of, you want to call it constitutional conservatives, libertarians, whatever. I mean, just patriotic Americans who know that this country is broke right now, both literally and figuratively, and want a real change and are sick of being handed these CFR clown, so-called conservatives like Rudy Giuliani, who everybody could see right through, you know, these fake liberals like Hillary Clinton, who everybody could see right through, you know, they're both, the puppet master only has one arm when it comes to both of them. And they're just sick of it. They're sick of these you know, oh, we got a savior in Fred Thompson. He's going to come up and save these new Ronald Reagan, all this kind of crap. And they see this guy and it's like, hey, he's just some old dude who just doesn't seem to care. And they see this guy, Ron Paul, like, you know, this 72, 73-year-old grandfatherly figure, this 10-term congressman, this skinny little guy from Texas who is so fired up about the message of liberty. And he's telling you the truth, whether you like to hear it or not. He's not holding back. And, man, I'll tell you what, I see support now from people who – disagree with 90% of what he says, whether it be, you know, like the guy in the CNN clip there, the guy you could tell was a hardcore liberal, big government liberal, but he still likes Ron Paul because no matter where you are in the political spectrum, there's something to like. If you're a conservative, you love 98% of what Ron Paul says, even if you disagree with him on the war. If you're a libertarian, you agree with 99% of what Ron Paul says. If you maybe disagree with them on the borders or something on that order. If you're a liberal, you agree with maybe 85% of what Ron Paul says, even if you disagree with them on entitlement programs and the big government nanny right. state structure. He just, you know, I think the key word is populist. You know, he applies to everybody much in the same way that we'd like to think that Reagan did. Obviously, you know, Reagan, after Hinckley shot him, which, as we all know, was a Bush plot, he was kind of dumbed down, drugged up, and selling out. But, you know, the Reagan idea, you go back to 62 and 63, the speeches that Reagan was giving, the time for choosing speech, which to me is still one of the greatest speeches ever given, which applies to this day. That kind of broad appeal to all Americans that can bring this republic back from the dead. How could you not love it? I mean, I'll tell you what, I was very, very nervous about yesterday. You know, on our network, actually your network that I'm a small part of, I recorded a commercial just for free of charge, just promoting this November 5th.com. And I'll tell you what, Mike, I was very nervous because if, you know, all we ended up with that day was $1.7 million or something like that, it would have been a lot of egg on the Patriot community's collective face. But it, to me, it exceeded every realistic dream.
Right.
And, man, I'm blown away. Every time, we've talked about this so many times, every time we think, oh, Ron Paul can't do this, Ron Paul can't do that, he goes out and does it. This campaign just amazes me every single day.
Yeah, I've watched this, and it's utterly amazing. I mean, I can't quite figure it all out, you know, what the draw is, other than it's that simple message of freedom, liberty, the Constitution, you stay out of other people's stuff. And essentially that's what this country was founded on and built on. And for the most part, that's what we subscribe to as the government subscribed to up until really the last 100, 150 years.
Not even that. I mean, you know, we sold out in 1871 because we were in such war debt because of the Civil War. We literally sold out to the foreign banks, namely the Bank of England. And ever since then, it's grown progressively worse. Obviously, 1913 was a big blow with the Federal Reserve Act. But, you know, Ron Paul cannot save this country single-handedly, but he can turn back the tide. You know, he can stand in front of the tank and make it stop or at least slow down. And that's right. Maybe what we need. We need a window. I mean, look, it just came out this morning. The Real ID Act got pushed back 5 years. I mean, that actually more than that, I think. Pop the story right up here. I think it's 2013. So, I mean, that's huge. That is huge because it gives us that much more time now. You know, because of all these states, because we had so many people out there who weren't part of the Patriot movement. Maybe are now. Maybe are starting to realize the bigger picture. Like, they got so disgusted at the idea of a national ID card, got so disgusted of the idea of being in a database no matter what they've ever done or not done in their lives. And they went out and told their state legislatures, no, you vote for this, we're voting you out of office. Went and told their mayors, you let this happen in my town, in my district, in my state, we are going to vote you out of office and you're going to be out on your butt. And what was it, 28 states and absolutely not? Chertoff was panicking and threatening people, right. The little demon-looking whatever he is. Man, we beat the Real ID Act, or at least for the time being. We've got it on the ropes. That is huge. We have to beat back the Patriot Act. We have to beat back the Military Commissions Act. We've got to beat back the Thought Crimes Bill. You know, it's in the Senate now, and, you know, we're trying to get it out there. I'm hearing it more and more on mainstream talk radio. I'll tell you what, Mike, in the last 3 months or so, this movement has come out of the, let's just say, off the fringe, and it's now mainstream, and it's just growing bigger and bigger and bigger because the message is so simple.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely simple. And I think that's what makes it resonate so easy. I mean, you know, even in all of his debate appearances and his stump speeches that you can see, most of his speeches are on YouTube. It's the message is very, very simple, and it's not difficult to understand. It's very easy to understand. We're going to grab a break, come back with more. Being joined this hour by Rob Bishop. We're talking about Ron Paul. We'll get into some other stuff here as well. Plus, I want to play you some of these clips from the mainstream media today and their treatment of Ron Paul. And we'll do that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful.
Done in their lives. And they went out and told their
Musketeer roll call. Let's go straight to the republicbroadcasting.org chat room. We've got Catherine in there, fresh, Jack Spratt, John G underscore DDI. Hi, Michael. Reality Inc. Rob Rogue Dolphin is there. Ted Warren and Wolf. Howdy to everybody in the RBN chat room. Then over to the Midnight Rider chat room. List of folks there. We've got 2012, A. Barry Jane, Antonio Dose. Ozzy JJJ, Calvin Catnip, Data RS, Dooley, Doug, Dow, Hard Truth Soldier Chick, James Joe, Josh, K Barker MT, Chris Lee, Lucas Michael, Nuck, NWNO, Paul Chata Revere, Paul PWNS, Paul underscore NL, Sam, Starshine Hippie Chick, and Sidetracked, all in there. in the Midnight Rider chat room. So pick a room, whichever you would like to go to, and away you go. All right, real quickly, I wanted to play a couple of things. I'm talking with Rob Bishop tonight. I wanted to play a couple of quick clips for you here. One of these is from CBS from today. This is about a minute and a half, and this is their treatment of Ron Paul today.
Iowa tonight. Republican Ron Paul, meanwhile, who came up with zero in our latest poll, has nonetheless set something of a record for fundraising. More than $4 million from 37,000 donors on the internet in just one day. Jeff Greenfield is our senior political correspondent. Obviously, the internet, Jeff, is Ron Paul's best friend.
This is a dramatic example of what's called viral political marketing. It was a grassroots effort. A Ron Paul supporter picked out November 5th, Guy Fawkes Day. It's a British holiday celebrating a plot to blow up Parliament. Said, let's get as much money as we can and put up a web offering, this web offering. Let's take a look. This focus, as you'll notice, on Ron Paul's strong opposition to the Iraq war, and it worked.
A lot of people may be watching this and hearing this and wondering, who is this guy?
Fair enough. He's a 72-year-old Texas congressman, a libertarian. That's a philosophy that opposes government action almost everywhere, in the bedroom and boardroom, although Paul is against abortion. Among other things, for this campaign, he's very strongly against foreign intervention. He says wars make government too powerful. He even thinks 9/11 was in part a response to our, what he calls, worldwide imperialism. Very strong opposition.
And now he is setting his sights on New Hampshire, and he might find a receptive audience there.
1,000,001 is his ad by New Hampshire. That state's motto is live free or die. They love contrarians. And while a lot of Ron Paul supporters are independents, in New Hampshire, independents can vote in either primary.
Rob, I think that's a pretty fair piece that they did. I think CBS did a fairly decent job on that piece.
Yeah, I mean, they try to take their backhanded shots and, you know, do that kind of thing, but that's what they do. That's mainstream media. You know, they, like I said, they want their control candidate, but I mean, every poll I'm seeing, and again, we know how these mainstream media polls work out. They call little old ladies and say, okay, do you want Rudy Giuliani? Do you want Fred Thompson? You want Mitt Romney? Or you want John McCain? And you have to literally say, no, I want Ron Paul. No, I want Duncan Hunter or Tom Pancredo or Mickey Mouse to even have a count. And he's still up to 5 to 7% in all these major polls. I'm looking at one now, Angus Reid, which CBS uses as their poll barometer. Ron Paul is at 5% as of November 4th. You can't trust the mainstream media anymore. You really can't. And people know that.
Right.
You know, we talked about it before. It's funny now that the mainstream media, the word mainstream media, is a dirty word. People don't trust the mainstream media on either side. You know, for 15 years now, Rush Limbaugh has been saying, a liberal media bias, and people have believed that. Whether it's true or not doesn't matter. People buy into it. On the left, people think, oh, Fox News. Fox News is, they're all conservatives. They're all neoconservatives. They hate the liberals, which may or may not be true. But again, it doesn't matter because mainstream media is discredited, which is important because it creates a vacuum in the minds of the American people. What fills that vacuum? Shows like this one does, like Statmiller. Other shows from other networks fill that vacuum. You know, instead of going to FoxNews.com for your news or Drudge Report, people are going to Rogue Government and Blacklisted News. That is absolutely monstrous for what we're trying to accomplish. Again, Mike, we are going mainstream with this because we have been proven right year after year. You know, if I say something nutty right now, within 6 months, odds are it's going to become true. You're going to see it in the news. That's how I start to really, even after I quote-unquote woke up, this is when I started to realize, yes, this is real. This is true because the things that I thought were way out there on the fringe would start coming true in the mainstream news.
Yeah. It's amazing. Stuff that was talked about, you know, a year ago is coming true. 10 years ago, right in our faces. Back in a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider. Carol in Pennsylvania and Gary in Indiana. We'll talk to you after the break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Midnight Rider. Our number, if you want to join us tonight, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Let's go to straight to Carol in Pennsylvania. Carol, welcome to the program. You are on.
Hello. I couldn't vote today because of those electronic voting machines. They're an abomination. But you go to Freedom Forum, and they have an article on there. All 50 states are being sued for the electronic voting machines, and they need donations.
I saw that today, yeah.
You saw it?
Yeah.
Well, you think it'll work?
I don't know. I mean, it's worth a shot. I mean, if nothing else, it further brings it to light that these machines are a problem. I mean, the whole idea with these machines is that in theory, it should eliminate cheating. But all it does, it's
promotes
made it even
it.
More rampant. Yeah, it promotes it. Rob, what are your thoughts?
Oh, they're just, I mean, totally un-American, and, you know, it might eliminate cheating from Bob, but it just opens up opens up cheating for Joe. You know, I don't think that makes that any better. In fact, it's actually more nefarious because, you know, the people that own and control these machines are directly linked with the actual people we're fighting. I mean, you think they're going to support a Ron Paul? Because they literally count the votes. Joe Stalin said, it's not those who vote that matter, it's those who count the votes that matter. You think these people are going to count Ron Paul's votes versus Rudy Giuliani's or Mr. CFR Fred Thompson, Mr. GE lobbyist? Absolutely not. Which, again, that just says that we have to go out there in massive force and not only win for Ron Paul, but make it a landslide, a Reagan 84-style landslide, so that they can't flip the votes and make it even look close.
Yeah, I think that has a lot to do with it, too, Carol, is turnout.
Well,
you have to have a huge turnout.
Well, I don't know about my damn town, but this will be the first time in my life, and I'm 63 years old, that I will vote for a president.
Really?
I could not pull a lever for anybody running for president ever in my life. I just couldn't do it. But this will be my first time.
Yeah, this is the first campaign I've ever given any money to.
It's the first one I have, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Carol, I've heard that more and more. I mean, from people that are on the north side of 50, you said, "Oh, I never even got into politics. I care less about it." And I am so enthused by the Ron Paul campaign. You know, I see how bad my finances are. You know, I'm losing my house. I'm losing my car. I've been sold a bill of goods. I'm sick of the war. And this is the guy that's carrying that message. I mean, again, it's not even so much, you know, turning on Republicans or turning on Democrats to Ron Paul. It's turning on the people that were turned off the politics, period, turning them on by way of Ron Paul. And it's, you know, if nothing else, it's got an entire generation of people to stand up and say, hey, there's more to life than video games and iPods and whatever else. It doesn't really matter.
I want to tell you what happened to my father one time. He was running for a township supervisor, and he and his friend were running against each other. And they were tied just about a minute or two before the polls were to close. And his wife, his opponent's wife, brought in a cigar box with the tie-breaking vote.
Isn't that
just special?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, no, it's not that I haven't voted, but I could not pull a lever for president. And this here is even more exciting. And this man's got to win. We got to shut the rest of these buzzards down. He's got to win.
I want to see him win. But even if he doesn't, Carol, I think the mere fact that we keep this message going, and he's there all the way to the convention now, there's no doubt about that.
Oh, I told you. I told you about a book. There's a series of eight of them that everybody should be reading. Right. We have to think positive.
Oh, I agree.
If we think negative, he won't get in there, but he's going to win. And we have to have this attitude.
With every passing day, his chances of winning improve. That's the cool thing about it. I mean, he's not sitting there static. I mean, he's not like Duncan Hunter, who has $100,000 in his war chest, can't even travel. Tom Tancredo's in the red. And Huckabee has a half a million, and McCain only has three.
So
those people are going to have to sit and really consider how much longer they've got in this. I know that, you know, Hunter and Huckabee and McCain are going to hope for a miracle and same thing with Tancredo, hope for a miracle in places like New Hampshire and those other early primaries. But the problem is all these people, they sound exactly the same. I mean, you've got eight or nine candidates that sound exactly the same, and then there's Ron Paul, the only guy with a difference.
Well, let's hope that Tancredo, Huckabee, Duncan Hunter, and McCain, their only goal is they get on Social Security. I hope that's where they need to go, but I think that the Tancredo and them are going to be out of it here very shortly with Ron Paul rising.
Yeah, I just don't see how they can stay in the race, especially in the case of, Tancredo is going to get federal matching funds, but in the case of Duncan Hunter, I just don't see how he can stay in. Same thing with Huckabee and McCain. McCain can go for a while, probably into the first, three or four primaries, but after that, unless they get a huge influx of cash, they're going nowhere. The thing is, though, is he's still showing at 16% in these polls, which is totally mind-boggling to me. So a lot of that may be name recognition, too.
Right. Have you heard of Charlie Rose?
Yeah.
Okay, on PBS, he has the candidates on. Now, I don't know if he had one on last night. I did see, I think it was Huckabee on Thursday or Friday, and he's going to have all of them on to talk to him. And it's around, I don't know what time he comes on, 1 or 2 in the morning, Eastern Standard, I think. I'm not sure exactly.
That's a beauty of YouTube.
Pardon me?
That's a beauty of YouTube. I missed Ron Paul on, I think it was Tucker Carlson today on MSNBC. And within 5 minutes, it's up on YouTube.
It was fantastic. Very fast.
I go to YouTube, but my YouTube stops on me, and I don't know why. My videos and the sound. It stops, and then it starts up again. I don't know what the problem is.
It's because it's buffering in your connection. One of the things that I do is I'll let the clips I'll start them and pause it immediately, and mm-hmm. let the clip totally load, and it'll play without buffering.
Oh, okay. Thanks for that, because I was just devastated. I just really irritating, you know?
Yeah.
But thanks for that info.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks, fellas.
Thanks for the call.
But, yeah, turning back to the other candidates, I mean, I think that once Huckabee drops out, then you're going to see Ron Paul take another huge step, because it seems to me Huckabee at this point, he's been set up this way by the mainstream media, even though he's not getting the donations. You know, he actually pays 350 bloggers to go out and try to write positive stories and start up a Ron Paul-like campaign on the Internet.
Right.
But it seems to me that he's kind of set up to be this contrarian Republican candidate. You know, he's got all these things that you kind of have to like about him. I mean, the guy lost, 200 pounds or whatever. I mean, he's done some good things, but then he goes on and says, well, yeah, we need to get rid of the income tax and, you know, get rid of the IRS and replace it with a fair tax,
right.
You know, which is better, but, you know, in the same way that a knife is better than a gun, you know, to your head. But, you know, I think once he goes down, and like you said, I mean, he's been struggling for money all along. Once he goes down, you're going to see Ron Paul take another step up to where right now, I mean, let's be honest, put the cards on the table. Ron Paul right now, because of the name recognition factor, is in the first tier, but he's at the bottom of the first tier, climbing up.
Right.
When Huckabee goes down, I think automatically 90% of those votes and that support goes right to Ron Paul. And much the same way that I think a lot of the Tancredo support, wherever it is, you know, that -1% or whatever, and the Duncan Hunter support to a point, are going to go to Ron Paul, especially once Fred Thompson starts falling apart. And you see his donations drying up because he's not what people expected. Again, there's so much potential here. I mean, we're already far and away exceeding anything that anybody thought possible for the Ron Paul campaign. And the potential is just huge still. Mm-hmm. It blows my mind because, again, I at this point with the donations and the one coming up hopefully on us, I think it's, December 11th and 12th that they're setting up. No, I heard it on Alex this afternoon. But, you know, with the funds that he has now, he's going to be on that stage when there's only three or four guys left. And then you're going to see a knockdown, drag-out fight, and anything is possible now. That's all we could have hoped for, that anything is possible, and we've put it back in the hands of the American people.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, when you get it down to four or five guys in a debate, I mean, they can't diminish him. I mean, they've got to ask him questions.
Absolutely. And look at Hillary Clinton. I mean, she's starting to stumble now that they're asking her real questions. I mean, Tim Russert's actually getting death threats because he dared to ask the queen a real question.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as they start to get eliminated, as the fringe candidates on the Democrat side start to get eliminated, her flaws are going to be exposed in a big way, which, again, is going to make it that much easier. I'll tell you what, Mike, you know, not trying to step before, you know, before the bridge is built, but I'm very excited. I'll leave it.
I am too. I mean, because, you know, Ron Paul in certain demographics already beats Hillary Clinton. In polling that was done here recently, they took some numbers and compared them between Ron Paul and Hillary. And in two or three different demographics, he kicks her butt.
Absolutely. And again, what has Hillary Clinton ever done? What is her platform? You know, the only reason she won her Senate seat is because, during a debate, a man came over, handed her papers, and that made people think that the man was domineering over Hillary. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's total crap. She can't debate. She has no positions. If she actually told you what her positions were, you want to put a hammer and sickle above her head.
Right.
So, again, I don't see much at all. I'm not worried about Hillary Clinton at all. I think you put Ron Paul, my friend and the fellow co-host on your afternoon show, Ethan Allen, the other day. I mean, he's perfectly stated it. You know, we have, fantasies about Ron Paul and Hillary Clinton debating, you know, one-on-one.
Oh, yeah.
And again, because, you know, it's a different factor there. You can't have the, oh, he's picking on me because I'm a woman factor. Because, again, he's a 73-year-old grandfather and a small guy. You know, he doesn't have that domineering factor. He just gives you the truth and, you know, doesn't back down. And, oh, man, that would just, you know, that right there is – That's Chuck Ford, or let's say Muhammad Ali against some boxer from some, you know, some South Boston sweat bar. You know, I mean, yeah. I don't even know what way to describe it. And he would just knock her out in every sense of the word. Man, this is giving us a chance, Mike. Not as patriots, not as truthers or anything like, as Americans.
As Americans, exactly.
To say, hey, you know, maybe there is still a chance for a peaceful revolution. Maybe we don't have to go out and take shotguns into the street and you know, trade in a little bit of temporary anarchy for long-term liberty. Maybe we can do this peacefully.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. Gary in Indiana, you're on the program. Welcome to the Midnight Rider. Gary, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, Gary, there we are.
There you go. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Great show. Just want to say I'm a big supporter of Ron Paul. And I'm just curious. I just came across Rob Bishop on David Duke's website. He put up an article on H.R. 1955.
Right.
And I'm just wondering, if TNR, do you guys support David Duke and White Power?
No, what happened there? I actually wrote that for RogueGovernment.com. And a few people picked that up. I got an email about that. Are you supporting David Duke? No, what are you talking about? And apparently he had reposted on his website, but yeah, I don't support that stuff, obviously.
Okay,
you know,
good.
No, I mean, again, you know, that affects pretty much everybody across the political spectrum, so... I mean, I've seen it up on far left websites, and you know, if you know me at all, the last thing I am is left wing in any sort of way. So, you know, I'm not going to email the guy and put up a big hassle to have him take it down because the information in the article is still pretty good as far as the people that are behind H.R. 1955 and now Senate Resolution 1959.
Anything else, Gary? I guess Gary's gone.
Yeah, but I actually played a little bit of a prank on another host on the TNR network. I told him, I talked to David Duke, and he's going to be coming on a show. And
you know, Rob, a lot of people don't understand that these articles get pulled from website after website after website. Somebody sees an article, and they're interested in the article, and they post it.
That doesn't automatically assume that
you're tied to them in any way.
Yeah, no, obviously I don't support that stuff. Hey, you know, but again, the information is good, and if it gets, you know, their freedom of speech is covered just as much as anybody else's, you know, so, okay, sarah, sarah.
Yeah, exactly. You may disagree with them, but they have the First Amendment right to believe what they want to believe, and that's...
I think Voltaire said it best, I detest what you say, but I shall fight to the death for your right to say it.
Exactly. And, but, yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of people in this movement run into that. You know, where they'll say, well, you're associated with this because somebody posted an article, and that's not the case. And
I saw a hit piece on Ron Paul because I don't know who it was exactly, but I guess the guy that runs Stormfront.org, or a big white separatist, white supremacist, whatever message board, he had donated some money to Ron Paul. So they were trying to say, oh, you know, Ron Paul's only supported by skinhead neo-Nazis. It's just like, man, there's people from all over the political spectrum, people that aren't even involved in politics or anything like that are donating in mass amounts to Ron Paul. But that just shows that they are desperate. They cannot attack the man on his message, so they're going to turn around and attack him because of who's giving money to him? Come on.
Yeah, I mean they've not tried to attack him on any issues. The only time he's been in a debate where Giuliani goes, well, what about 9/11? What about 9/11? That's just to draw attention back to him as the mayor of 9/11.
The 9/11 party, you should just run on that as a third party. But yeah, and I'll tell you what, I got to give props to Joe Biden, who actually is from the Scranton area. But he's done. Giuliani's sentence has just contained a verb, a noun, and 9/11. I love that line.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. That's all Giuliani talks about. Well, I've been a mayor. I've been through a disaster. Oh, my God. Nobody else has done this but me. Vote me in. Articles get pulled from website after website after website. Somebody sees an article and they're interested in the article and they post it.
And that doesn't automatically assume
that you're tied to them in any way.
Yeah, no, obviously I don't support that stuff. Hey, you know, but again, the information is good, and if it gets, you know, their freedom of speech is covered just as much as anybody else's, you know, so, okay, sera, sera.
Yeah, exactly. You may disagree with them, but they have the First Amendment right to believe what they want to believe, and that's...
Yeah, I think Voltaire said it best, I detest what you say, but I shall fight to the death for your right to say it.
Exactly. And but, yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of people in this movement run into that, you know, where they'll say, well, you're associated with this because somebody posted an article, and that's not the case. And
I saw a hit piece on Ron Paul because I don't know who it was exactly, but I guess the guy that runs Stormfront.org, or a big white separatist, white supremacist, whatever message board, he had donated some money to Ron Paul. So they were trying to say, oh, you know, Ron Paul's only supported by skinhead neo-Nazis. It's just like, man, there's people from all over the political spectrum, people that aren't even involved in politics or anything like that are donating in mass amounts to Ron Paul. But that just shows that they are desperate. They cannot attack the man on his message. So they're going to turn around and attack him because of who's giving money to him? Come on.
Yeah, I mean they've not tried to attack him on any issues. The only time he's been in a debate where Giuliani goes, well, what about 9/11? What about 9/11? That's just to draw attention back to him as the mayor of 9/11.
The 9/11 party, you should just run on that as a third party. But yeah, and I'll tell you what, I got to give props to Joe Biden, who actually is from the Scranton area. But he's on Giuliani's sentences just contain a verb, a noun, and 9/11. I love that line.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. That's all Giuliani talks about. Well, I've been a mayor. I've been through a disaster. Oh, my God. Nobody else has done this but me. Vote me in.
I would have loved to, you know, to have been, if Ron Paul actually read from the script like the rest of them do, but I obviously just kind of goes off the cuff. But I would have loved to have been in his mind, because when Rudy said, we didn't have the intelligence warning beforehand, and if I was Ron Paul, I would have said, well, we had him in the Congress. Maybe you had him at one of your city council meetings. You know, I mean, how do you go from mayor? And I don't care if you're mayor of the biggest city in the world, which Giuliani was, to, you know, or the mayor of Nowhere, USA. How do you go from being a mayor to president of the United States? That's literally like owning a little corner store to being a CEO of a giant conglomeration. I just don't see the translation there. I mean, Ron Paul has been involved in government for, what, 30-plus years? He's a 10-term congressman. Right. And again, you know, the record speaks for itself. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Regardless, you know, he doesn't look like Romney, doesn't sound like Thompson. But, man, that message is just – it's bulletproof. Ideas are bulletproof, my friend.
And that's what's being put forward. The rest of it is programs and task force and stay the course and that kind of crap. And Ron Paul actually provides some real ideas. Going to grab a break, come back. Final segment around the corner here on the Midnight Rider. Rob Bishop is our guest tonight. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on the other side.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today, the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Handled the call from Gary. Hey, a quick question, Mike. When are you going to get Manny and Mike and John, the guys that get you through the weeds on the show, on the air? And let's hear their story about how they woke up to 9/11 and why they're out there supporting your station right now at RBN and WPTRN and everyone else getting you through the waves. I want to hear their story, too.
We might have to do that one night. That's a good idea.
And I want to tell you that Ron Paul kicks ass, and I know that everybody that donated yesterday were true patriots. I'm sure Rob would agree. And now let's take the challenge out to America and say, okay, let's hear from the other Americans, because I know that we can raise way more money than we did yesterday, and I'm sure Rob would agree, and I'm sure you would agree, I'm sure your listeners would agree, that we got the patriots yesterday to put in the money. And now our job is to get the rest of those sheep to put their money where their mouth is and donate to Ron Paul, because I'm from Canada and you guys are making me really proud right now. You guys better keep it going, because you guys are on the front lines and you guys are going to save us from this tyranny. Please, 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 let's get these people to donate more money, because if we can get $4 million, we can get $10 million. We can do it. We can do it. We can do it.
Yeah, Jeff, I appreciate the call. Thanks for calling in. I 40,000 is a good start, Rob. But I think as we go on, I think we're going to see more and more people come to the campaign, and the number of people who are actually donating to the campaign, I think that's going to increase as well. We're still early on in this thing.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, to make a Rocky reference, yesterday we caught the greasy chicken. The primaries, that's sort of like knocking out Apollo Creed. You know, and then it just brings us to go and fight Ivan Drago, that is Rudy Giuliani in the final caucuses. But I'll tell you what, man, again, it's just opening so many doors and making so many things that were previously thinkable now possible. And things that would have been a pipe dream are now past tense, and we're looking to greater and greater heights. I think 10 million is possible. Again, before yesterday, I was very nervous that we had maybe overstepped our growth a little bit and shooting a little bit too high. I thought 5 million was out of the question. And man, again, the Ron Paul campaign has exceeded my expectations every single time. And it's me, it's you, it's Jeff, it's everybody else involved for different reasons. But at the same time, united just in that thirst for liberty. And I know it's kind of a bumper sticker thing. We make fun of the other people for using the bumper sticker slogans. That's what it is. That's what it breaks down to, is just freedom. Saying, hey, let me do my thing. If I'm not hurting you, let me be free. I don't need a camera in my freaking bedroom.